Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's teaching. Kakra has been sharing a powerful message titled Spiritual Blessings. Today he speaks about forgiveness. Come along.
Number two. Next verse. Verse 5, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. The next blessing, Paul says that God has adopted us as his children. That's the next spiritual blessing. He says, God has decided to make us his children. When they were at the airport, there was this American woman who had come to adopt two village girls. And we're about to fly and go on the plane. And when I saw the small girls, I knew that they were from the village. And this white American woman was taking them on the plane. And they were discussing the adoption. So I knew, I was sitting by them, I knew that they had adopted the children. I was thinking, these are villagers maybe from Wale Wale. They've never seen a plane before. But somebody has come and said, listen, from today, you are my child. Bought a ticket, everything, and brought them to the airport. But one thing shocked me. The village girls, they were speaking Cree, and their adopted mother could not understand. But what shocked me was they had learned portions of English. Not Ghana English, with slangs. So as I was there, I said, the girl said, mommy, mommy, can I have some water, please? I said, hey, this Wale girl that has changed like this. When you are adopted, the person who adopted you changes your life. Changes your life. It doesn't matter which family you are coming from, what background you have. Look at someone say, mommy. I was shocked. So look at you. Mr. Osu Sechira's daughter. And God has come to adopt you. Nobody has gone to university before in your house. And God says, I want you to be my child. Look at this container you are staying in. And God says, I want you to be my child. And you say, no, I won't agree. You have forgotten where you are coming from. It's an adoption. It's a blessing. And if you see it as a blessing, you will cherish the relationship. Because you see, if you have a father and you obey him, you get more from him. If you disobey him, you get less. John 8:29, Jesus said, he that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. If you want to tap into our Heavenly Father, you must always do those things that please him. Then you will experience God as Father. It's a blessing. But if you are rebellious and disobedient, you won't get much. Because you don't know that it's a spiritual blessing and you will not treat it well. But when you handle it well, you will see the way your Father will bless you. Number three, verse 7. In whom we have redemption. The word redemption means to pay a ransom. Through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. The third blessing is that, spiritual blessing is that our sins are forgiven. In whom, that is Jesus, we have redemption. That word redemption means to pay a ransom. There was a lady here who used to be in church here with us. She was from Nigeria. The mother was captured by kidnappers. So she came to tell me, say, my mother has been captured. They are demanding a ransom. They say we should pay some money before we let my mother go. So we prayed that at least they will not kill the mother. They held this woman for about 3 weeks. Then after about 3 weeks, we were praying still. They went and paid some money, the ransom. So the kidnappers released the mother. When the mother was released, she came straight to Ghana to come and stay here for about 6 months. Because she told me she was traumatized. She was in this church. For about 6 months, she told me she was traumatized. by the kidnapping experience. The devil has kidnapped us in sin, in bondage, under his control. But Jesus Christ, in the spirit realm, the currency is not Momo, it's blood. So Jesus Christ paid the price for our release. Not only that, the Bible says the blood of Jesus also washes away our sins. That is the spiritual blessing. The forgiveness of sins, that is the blessing. Why is it a blessing for your sins to be forgiven? You know, when you come born again, Jesus pays for your sins with his blood. But after you become born again, you can sin accidentally. And one thing that sin does is that it breaks your communication and relationship with God. That's what it does. You know, sometimes I'm watching my DSTV, and then it's about to rain. I see clouds, and I'll see on the TV no signal because of the clouds. That's what sin does. So imagine that God is the satellite, and you are sitting here, you want to talk to him. But the sin comes as clouds. Then it breaks your prayer life with God. Then you see on your TV, no signal. In Isaiah 44 verse 22, the Bible says, I have blotted out as a thick cloud your transgressions. Transgression means to break a known law. So it is more serious. That's why the cloud is thick. And as a cloud, your sins. Sin means you are not able to meet a certain mark. The pass mark is 50. You are 49.5. So you can't meet the mark. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. God expects a certain standard, but you're not able to live up to that standard. So you fall below that sin. So what happens is that, you know, prayer is one of the most powerful tools that God has given to us. When you pray, there are miracles, signs. I remember when I was a student, one day we were going to write an exam and I prayed. I said, Lord, help me to pass this paper. I was studying architecture and I had a dream. In the dream, I saw the question paper. First time I saw that, even the spiritual, I'm not knowing there's apple. I saw the question paper from question 1 to question 9 or so. I saw all the questions. So the following day, I told my classmates, I've seen the questions. They said, where do you see it from? I said, I saw it in the spirit realm. I asked God, please help me to pass the exam. And he showed me all the questions. So I took a sheet of paper and I wrote all the questions down. You wouldn't believe it. When I went to the exam room, ditto ditto, from question 1 to question 9. Photocopy, the same. That is writing exams with prophetic powers. But you see, it was the prayer. But when you sin, it breaks the communication. That's why you need the blood of Jesus. Water can do it. Key soap can do it. Engine oil can do it. Fuel can do it. The only thing that can do it and wash away your sin is the blood of Jesus to restore fellowship and communication. That's why it's a blessing. It's the only thing that can do it. 1 John chapter 1 verse 5. Let's read the scripture. This then is the message we have heard of him. God is light. When you say God is light, it means that God is holy. And in him is no darkness at all. Darkness means sin. If we say that we have fellowship, that means friendship, communication, we pray in, he's hearing us, we are talking to him, he responds. And we walk in darkness, which is we live in sin, we lie. He says it's not true. He said you can't communicate effectively with God when you live in sin. He says it's not true. And do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, in other words, if we are holy, as he is in the light, then we have fellowship. Hello, God. Hello, Kwame. Is that you? I can hear you loud and clear. One with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sin. Verse 8. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. What does it mean? This is not talking about willful sin, which means that you know you are in sin, you like the sin, you repeat the sin, and you enjoy the sin. It's that kind of sin that when you sin, when you are going to sleep, you pray, say, Lord, please forgive me, because you are afraid you will die. But when you wake up in the morning, you are back to whatever you used to do. That's, we are not talking about that one. We are talking about accidental sin. There's a big difference. This one's talking about accidental sin. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This is accidental. Now, there's the other type, which is willful sin. This weekend, we're in your boyfriend's room doing things. And even as I'm closing, when we close, you are going there to go and continue. You know yourself. That's willful sin. In Hebrews 10:26, the Bible talks about willful sin. Listen to what it says. If we sin willfully, after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. So he says that when it comes to willful sin, there's no provision for it. This forgiveness is not for intentional sin, it's for accidental sin. Next verse, 27. But a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation. Fiery means fire. Indignation means anger. We shall devour the adversaries, those who are in willful sin. Then he switches back to the Old Testament. He goes to the time of Moses. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Then he said, in the time of Moses, anybody who willfully broke his law, he died without mercy. Of how much sorrow punishment, suppose he, shall he be thought worthy who has trodden underfoot the blood of the Son of God? He said, if even in Moses' time, if you indulge in willful sin, God didn't spare you, can you imagine what he will do to you when you despise the blood of his Son? And he has counted the blood of the covenant an unholy thing. And he has done despite unto the Spirit of grace. That word despite means he has insulted the Holy Spirit on top. So there may not be no more sacrifice. Let me tell you something. In the charismatic church, it looks as if he doesn't pay to serve God. But I think it's because a lot of charismatics are into willful sin. So rather they attract the judgment of God. Because willful sin, the Bible says, it attracts the judgment of God. It's not like God doesn't do anything. He does something about it. Rather, he punishes you for it.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that God has blessed us with a spiritual blessing of forgiveness, which enables us to relate with and fellowship with him.
So you want to pray this prayer after me? You want to really give your life to Jesus? Be serious. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Today I repent of my sins.
Today I repent of my sins.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Come and live in my heart.
Come and live in my heart.
I believe that you died for me.
I believe that you died for me.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
Be the Lord and Master of my life.
Be the Lord and Master of my
life. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For coming into my heart. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, my sister got a job. Dear prophet, thank God for your prayers. I stood in for my sister that she would get a job to the glory of God. After your prayer, she was hired and she's starting soon. I give God the glory. Wow. Put your hands together for Jesus.
The traditional Christian view of demons is that they are disembodied spirits that afflict or possess people. The activity of demons, however, transcends this. Demons can also inhabit buildings, land, or space. Ignorance in this area has led to the uncontrolled activity of these demons. This book by Kakra Baden titled Squatters will expose you to this truth and give you practical steps you can take to overcome such demons. Get your copy now. You could be living with your enemy. Purchase online at Amazon.com. It is also on sale in selected bookshops. Order this book plus other books through the following means. Call or message us on WhatsApp +233-557-009-010. You can also send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233-20-7575-215. Our office hours are 10 to 16 hours GMT.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, Seek Counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you.